Okay, so Reviya Vekev begins where Shlishi left off, which is, of course, the story of, as we talked about, primarily the Cheda Egel, a little bit later the Cheda Meraglim and Tave Ra and Kivros HaTava, but primarily the Cheda Egel. And, you know, we have the reiteration of Salachash Neluchos Abanim Karishonim. That's where we begin with the idea that, you know, the Cheda Egel has been forgiven. Vesna Palif Ne Hashem Karishonar, Esar Bayim Hayom, Esar Bayim Halayla, Sherisna Palti, as discussed yesterday. But there was going to be changes, and the primary change is, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu now has to take a more active role. P'sal Lucha, Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim, Va'echtov Al Haluchos, as Psukim saying Kisisa. So Moshe reviews that aspect of the story, and also the need to construct the Aron Eitz, right? Rashi Shita is that this was the Aron that was Yotzei LaMelchama, and possibly the home for the Shivrei Haluchos. The Ramban disagrees strongly, right? He says, we always say, Luchos v'Shivrei Luchos Munachos ba'Aron, meaning the Aron of Bitzalel, and this Aron, which was a temporary Aron, was Nignaz. So Machlokes between Rashi and Ramban on that topic. And then we have a very surprising transition, which of course garnered an enormous amount of attention. So the Pesukim say, Va'ered Minahar V'asimis Haluchos ba'Aron Asher Asisi, as discussed. Vayu sham kasher tzivani Hashem uvnei Yisrael nasu mi be'eros bnei akan bosera sham meis aron vayikaver sham vayechahen alazar beno tachtav. You know, so ma'inyan shmita etzel har Sinai, right? We're fast forwarding 40 years from the shviras haluchos and the luchos hashnios to misas aron. So Rashi responds to that in his way, and v'samach Moshe tochach hazal the shviras haluchos lomar. So basically, you know, the death of Aaron is next to the story of the Shviras Haluchos, really the Luchos Hashnios, but, you know, Rashi's quoting here from the Agadah, from the Tanchuma, to, you know, establish the idea that the death of Aaron, you know, was Kasha Misasan Shel Tzadikim. You know, sometimes we say Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah about Gedalia, or Kiyom Shenishbru Bo Haluchos. So that's one approach. The Ramban, you know, goes in a different direction, Kedarko, and he says those are Divrei Agadah, but the simple pshat is, you know, if you want to know the success of my tefilos, you know, for Aaron, all you have to do is know that Aaron survived, right? As we discussed yesterday, Vigam Be'aharon Hisanaf Hashem Me'od La'ashmido. So the Ramban says, so you see that Aaron survived another 40 years. I think, you know, the problem with the Ramban's approach is, you know, Ikar Chaser Mina Sefer. Why didn't it say, you know, 40 years later? So maybe it was understood in defense of the Ramban, but I don't think that's a simple pshat in the Psukim, right? It's Va'ef and Va'erid Amina Harva, Simis Aluchos, Baron Aser, Sisi, Va'yu Sham, Kasher Tzivani Hashem, Uvnei Yisrael, Nasumi, Veros, Bnei Yakan, Mosira, Sham, Esaron, Va'ikaver Sham, Va'yichahain, Elazar, Beno Tachtav. So I would say, you know, Ad the Rabbah to the Ramban, and this actually is very much supportive of the doctrine of the Abravanel. And the doctrine of the Abravanel is very well known, is that, you know, May Meriva, maybe it was the straw that broke the camel's back, but basically, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu isn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael because of the Cheda Meraglim, and Aaron is not allowed into Eretz Yisrael because of the Cheda HaEgel, right? And so for the Abravanel, it works perfectly, right? We're talking about the aftermath of the Egel Azav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you'll have another opportunity. But there are going to be adjustments. It's never going to be exactly the same, right? And, you know, and you're going to be responsible for creating the Aron Eitz. And yes, I'll put the Michtav Harishon on it, but there are going to be changes. Just like we know, that there are long-term implications of the Egel, and that's exactly what the Pesukim say here about Aaron. You know, Vigam ba'aharon, Hisanaf Hashem ba'od ha'shmido, va'aspel al ba'ad Aaron ba'isai. And it's true that, you know, Aaron was therefore able to live another 40 years, but he would never be able to fully escape the shadow of the Egel, va'yichahein Elazar b'no tachtav. So in many ways, I think these Pesukim are highly confirmational, generally, of the position of the Abravanel on the topic, which is to suggest that, you know, the death of Aaron was to be linked directly to the Chet, you know, HaEgel. But I want to make a point about that. You know, we live in a society where then, you know, the logical conclusion would be, and therefore, you know, Aaron is stigmatized, and therefore, you know, we see what a travesty and a catastrophe Chet HaEgel really was, and it was. But I don't think that's the essential lesson of this Smichos HaParshios. Yes, I do think it confirms the Abravanel's point of view that you couldn't really move past the Chet HaEgel in the full sense of the term. But I also want to, you know, go back to something we mentioned a moment ago, which is the Gemara in Brachos and in other places as well. Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachos ba'aron. And Chazal take that to be a metaphor for Talmidei Chachamim, sheshachachu es Talmudan, machmas unsan, that we have to be noheg an enormous amount of kavod, and that, you know, even if, you know, they aren't what they once were from a cognitive, intellectual standpoint, luchos v'shivrei luchos, munachos ba'aron. And I think that that's an important nofach. I think that's an important dimension of about our conversation about Aharon HaKohen. Aharon, of course, you know, always had to live with the Chet HaEgel, but he was really able to transmute it in many ways, you know, to the benefit of Klal Yisrael. We discussed primarily in Sefer Vayikra, you know, v'chiper ba'do v'ad beso v'ad kol kahal Yisrael krav al mizbeach v'aseh chat ascha v'asol asecha v'kach nivcharta. We pointed out at the time that Aaron's credentials were burnished in a certain sense by his involvement in the Chet HaEgel to be the Kohen Gadol, because he knew what it meant to fail, and he knew how expiation is, you know, necessary for life to exist in this world. Without tshuva, the Chazal said tshuva was created before the world was created. You couldn't have a world because ki adam in tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov velo yachta. So I think that in a deeper sense, the story of Aaron isn't just linked to the Egel Azav, but, you know, it's actually in this aliyah. The story of Aaron HaKohen is linked to the notion of the luchos hashnios, of being able to move forward in a certain sense, but also the shivrei luchos, and the idea that the shivrei luchos, you know, are munachos ba'aron, that, you know, we relate to that, and we relate to the idea of talmidei chachamim, you know, who have fractured, or have experienced fracture in a certain sense, again, whether that's a cognitive loss or whether, you know, there's a certain kind of a failure, you know, the Mishnah and Makos comes to mind here, you know, Rav Shigala, you know, the Talmidim and the Yeshiva, Megalan Imo, to the Ir Miklat, and we don't try to stigmatize people in that way, Adrabba. So, again, I think 2 points, just to summarize and distill, you know, Kantra Rashi, which is just, you know, Kashem Yisasan Shaltadik and Keshiv Reluchos, and the Ramban, that you see that Moshe's Tefillah was effective, I think it does basically confirm the Abravanel's understanding that the death of Aaron, Sham, Meis, Aaron, Vayikaver, Sham, is very much linked to the, you know, events of Chet HaEgel. But Meidach, Gisa, the events of Chet HaEgel are more nuanced than we imagine them to be. It's not just the catastrophe, which it was, but it's also the idea of moving forward, of Shnei Luchos, Avanim, Karishonim, and the Kedusha of the Shivrei Luchos, and relating to, you know, failure not as the defining or final word on a subject, but part of a person's legacy, but at the same time, something that we need to, you know, put in context of the total legacy, luchos v'shivrei luchos munachos ba'aron.